From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel, saying there can be no justification of the hateful violence. Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Biden called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act, adding that civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate behavior. Meanwhile, Netanyahu said nothing justifies the attacks and criticized Palestinian leaders for not condemning them.
President Abbas has not only refused to condemn these terrorist attacks, his Fatah party actually praised the murderer of this American citizen as a Palestinian martyr and a hero. Now, this is wrong, and this failure to condemn terrorism should be condemned itself.
And that is the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Police in Somalia say a car bomb exploded outside a tea shop near a police building in Mogadishu Wednesday, killing at least three officers. This is the Mogadishu Police Commissioner Ali Hirsi Bare. He said the driver of the car was taken into custody and was seriously injured by the blast. He adds that the police are investigating. Wednesday's attack followed one on Monday in the city of Beledweyne, in which six people were injured in an explosion at an airport. UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura was in Geneva Wednesday, ready to resume peace talks with Syria's warring sides, but delegations are still expected to arrive over the course of a few days, so the process will be a slow to start. Mistura's spokeswoman said some of the participants will not be in Geneva until Sunday or Monday. The delays are attributed to logistical arrangements. This is VOA News. Iran says it launched two ballistic missiles Wednesday, purportedly inscribing them with a message in Hebrew that Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars news agency showed pictures of it and said they were of the Qadr H missiles being fired from Iran's eastern Alborz mountain range. Their target was 1,400 kilometers away off the country's coast into the Sea of Oman. He said, the reason we designed our missiles with a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to hit our enemy. Members of France's General Confederation of Labor marched through the streets of Paris Wednesday, demanding French President François Hollande abandon plans to tamper with the country's 35-hour work week to create new jobs. Angry unions and youth groups are joining forces in a day of protests against the proposed changes. This is the Secretary General of the Worker Forces Union. He says, we have entered into a fight with the government to demand that it withdraws its draft labor law. Several union and student organizations called protests across France on Wednesday to try to kill the bill. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Wednesday his country has developed miniature nuclear warheads that can fit on a ballistic missile. While the claims are not new, what is new is that this is the first time the North Korean leader has made such an assertion. Brian Myers is the associate professor of international studies at Dongseo University in South Korea.
North Korea is, I think, quite frustrated by the West's persistence in regarding it as a communist state, because that misperception leads the West to assume that North Korea is not that much of a threat. You know, the communists had nuclear weapons for decades and never used them. And this is why even now Washington seems to think the worst case scenario is that the North Koreans are going to sell atomic material to terrorists. So this rhetoric is the North's way of saying to Washington, you guys better keep us on the front burner because we are just as ready to fight and die as your enemies in the Middle East are.
Authorities in Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand say a group of at least 10 heavily armed Taliban fighters have staged a coordinated assault, triggering a gun battle with security forces. The attack early Wednesday in the Gershik district targeted the police headquarters and offices of the Afghan spy agency. Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has announced the death of the so-called fifth Beatle, producer Serge George Martin, at the age of 90. Starr posted the news on Twitter Wednesday with a photograph of Martin and the Beatles. Caption, thank you for all of your love and kindness, George. The Universal Music Group confirmed the death. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.